The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. As the signs say in California, brown is the new green, which means in a state where swimming pools were once standard equipment.
Up in Northern California in the San Jose area, the permits being issued for pool removals are four times greater than those being issued for pool installations.
More after this from Charlie. The continuing drought is changing the California lifestyle before our eyes.
This was the 1950s American dream.
CBS's David Begno saw it for himself. He was there as the bulldozers dumped fill dirt into Barry Fisher's empty backyard pool in Costa Mesa.
Was the drought the final straw that convinced you to just get rid of it?
We were to the point of having to replace all the equipment. And with the drought, I'd almost feel guilty.
So she hired Steve Espensheed, whose company fills in and demolishes swimming pools.
We used to only do maybe one pool a year, and then eventually got up to where we are at now, about two pools a week.
This is definitely not what the swimming pool industry wants to hear. Pool builders like Dave Penton quote industry figures which claim the average swimming pool uses only a third of the amount of water as a lawn of the same size.
We're not the big water wasters. Swimming pools and the surrounding landscaping typically use significantly less water.
Of course, these days, Californians are not supposed to be watering their lawns either. And yet, the California lifestyle might still be saved. Could take a little persuasion.
This Orange County wastewater treatment facility is turning sewage into drinking water.
It's the cleanest water that we have in the state of California.
Yes, and in fact, the recycled sewage is said to be so clean, people complain it's bland. I'm sure that could be fixed. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.